A Lifetime original movie. A woman runs over to a police officer who tries to stop her. He restrains her and puts her in handcuffs beside a car. A girl sits in the back seat of the car. Title: Give Me Back My Daughter. Six months earlier, stuffed animals line the shelf of a child's bedroom. Imani sleeps in bed holding one of the stuffed animals.
Come on, baby. It's time to get up.
The woman enters the room. She stands over Imani's bed. Imani rolls over. She pulls down a blanket.
You're asleep. That's so crazy because you are actually talking.
I'm a ghost. Ghosts don't talk.
She sits on the bed.
Ghosts don't talk. I did not have that information. Hey, Cece, what do you think is going on? Is Imani asleep?
She holds a stuffy up to her ear.
She says no. Is Imani a ghost?
She puts it to her ear again.
Negative on that as well. Yes, Cece?
She puts it to her ear once more.
Oh, is she? Well, Cece says that you are apparently ticklish.
She tickles Imani.
Blame Cece.
Later, Imani sits at a table.
I have a master's in business communication, and I excel.
The woman grabs an empty bowl from beside Imani and puts it in the sink.
And I excel at making offices run efficiently.
That is much better, thank you.
The sun shines over a city. Skyscrapers fill the landscape. People in suits carrying briefcases walk in an office building. The woman fills a cup with water.
Morning, Renee.
Renee turns and smiles.
Good morning, Richard. Oh, so our 9 a.m. canceled, but I just confirmed with our 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m.
Richard smiles.
You're amazing.
Thank you. Everything okay?
He eyes her and holds a coffee.
Yeah.
Great.
Nope, okay. Everything's fine.
Richard, so I know that a management position just opened up, and as you know, I have a master's in business and communication, and my passion is making sure things run smoothly. I'm pretty sure that I would be the perfect fit.
How did you know about that?
He furrows his brow.
You mentioned it in a meeting last week.
Right. Take a seat.
Wonderful. Okay, so I have a lot of ideas, you know?
The company is downsizing.
Okay, great. I can help with that, so we're streamlining. I can be helping with that.
It's layoffs. Renee.
He eyes her, sitting across from her. She knits her brow.
Not me.
Richard shifts in his chair.
Richard, I come in early. I stay late. I give everything, not me.
I know. I know you do.
She shakes her head.
I don't deserve this.
He scratches his brow.
Richard, there's nothing you can do. Richard.
This is out of my hands. I will write you a glowing recommendation. I'm sorry.
Renee frowns. She falters. Children play at a playground. Inside a school, a banner reads, "Riley Elementary loves our students." Renee enters the school. She walks in the hall.
Hi.
She waves as Imani runs to her and they hug.
10 plus 4 is 14. I got them all right.
Oh, I'm so proud of you.
Mommy?
Renee wipes her eyes.
Allergies. Don't worry about it.
Do you think Daddy would have liked this drawing?
She hands Renee a drawing.
Sweetie, your dad is up in heaven right now high-fiving God and all the angels over this. He's so proud of you. So am I.
They walk out of the school holding hands. Text, day one. Renee searches a job board on a laptop. She sighs as she sits on a couch. At a garage, a man walks by cars. A mechanic works under a car. He uses a blowtorch.
So your mom, huh? That's a tough break.
Yeah, my husband died, so... Do you mind if I sit?
Renee sits with a man.
Well, at least you're not one of those women chasing child support.
He digs through a tool bag.
Yeah, I'm here for the job, so, you know.
Thing is, this job's all about fit.
He puts a bit into a drill.
Not exactly corporate here, you know?
Oh, well, I'm great at getting along with people.
Sure. But it's about more than just skills. It's personality. Mm-hmm. Vibes,
you know right. I mean? No, yeah, definitely. I've always been told I have really great vibes.
Well,
he tightens the bit.
I'll give you a call if anything comes up.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
I'll just do this.
She picks up a stool and moves it.
a lot. Going. Thank you.
She waves at the man as she leaves. He shakes his head.
Are you still looking for a bookkeeper?
A table is filled with overdue bills.
Yes. Okay, well, I do. Yes, I do. Oh, yeah, I would love to meet.
Daytime at an office building. Renee stands and holds Imani's backpack.
Your crayons.
She hands them to Imani. A man approaches.
We should get you coloring pencils or something.
Renee Johnson?
Hi, that's me.
They shake hands.
Hello.
You brought your kid?
Imani colors nearby.
Yeah, I thought there might be a receptionist here that could watch her.
We don't provide childcare.
Of course not. She's going to sit really quietly during the interview.
The man raises his brow.
Okay.
Okay, come on, sweetie.
As Imani gets up, she drops her crayons.
Oh, here, pick it up, get up.
The man turns his head and rolls his eyes.
Sorry about that. Okay.
Miss Johnson?
Yeah.
This isn't going to work.
Oh, no, she's going to sit really quietly.
It's not about noise. It's about professionalism.
She tilts her head.
I didn't have any other option today.
Then perhaps you should reschedule when you're better prepared. We'll call you to set a time.
The man walks off. Imani looks up at Renee from the ground.
Did I do something wrong?
No, sweetie, you did everything perfectly.
Renee frowns, looking in the man's direction. Later at their house, Renee's on the phone.
10 a.m.?
10 a.m. works fine.
Yeah, I can definitely do that. That would be wonderful.
Okay, we'll see you then.
Thank you. Thank you so much. All right, I will see you then.
She hangs up and puts her phone down. Her laptop is on her knee. Lights shine from their apartment windows at night. Text, day 90. Renee carries a pot from the stove.
Okay. Okay, baby.
She serves food into Imani's bowl at the table.
Do we have to eat this again?
Yeah, baby.
I don't want to eat this anymore. I'm sick of tired of it.
It's just all we have, okay?
Renee turns to the door and walks over to it. Imani picks at her food. Renee opens the door. A man with gray hair stands outside. He holds a document. He holds it towards Renee. She frowns. She takes the document from him. She reads it.
This is it?
I tried. I told him about your record, your years here, but he said no.
This is Imani's home. That doesn't mean anything.
Imani eavesdrops.
Does it to me? If it were up to me.
But it's not. I know.
Mommy, are we leaving?
Renee returns to Imani. She shrugs.
Yeah, baby, we have to.
Imani gets up crying and hugs Renee.
I don't want to go, Mommy.
I don't want to go either. But hey, no matter where we go, we'll always be together, right? Right?
Renee crumples up the eviction notice. She tosses it on the ground. Daytime at an office building. A woman hands a form to Renee.
Fill this out. List every expense. Rent, utilities, groceries, gas. It'll take 3 weeks to process.
Renee sits in a chair and fills out the document.
So good news. I was waiting to tell you, but you've been approved for interim assistant.
Renee listens into two other people.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's not a lot, but it'll help with your groceries.
Okay, you have no idea how much this means. Thank you.
You're welcome. And if you need anything, you just give me a call, okay?
Renee frowns as she watches the woman leave.
Ma'am? Hmm? How do I apply for interim assistance? Can I have that?
That's only for specific cases.
Well, what are those cases?
No, it's not available for everyone, and it wouldn't apply to your situation.
Renee's eyes shift. She returns to the form, then lowers it.
Are you sure? Because you don't have the forms on my situation just yet.
It's only for disabled people.
Renee's face falls.
She doesn't look disabled.
Just fill out your form.
Okay.
Nighttime at their apartment. Renee wears a beauty mask. She looks in a mirror. She presses down on the mask. She turns to the shower. She turns on the water. She grabs a toothbrush and taps it on the sink. The power goes out.
I thought I had another day.
Mom,
It's okay, baby. Hold on. I'm gonna come to you.
Renee picks up a candle.
Here, follow the sound of my voice.
In the living room, Renee and Imani sit under a blanket fort.
Close your eyes, and if you don't, the marsh is gonna get you.
She squeezes a stuffed doll and nuzzles into Renee.
It's the marsh.
No, you don't want the marsh to come get you, right?
Imani closes her eyes. Renee pats her head. She looks down at Imani. Imani readjusts.
You want to sleep, right?
The gray-haired man fidgets his hands, standing in Renee's now empty apartment. She approaches him, carrying a box.
I really wish it could have been different.
Me too. Here's the key.
She hands it to him.
If you need anything,
I'm gonna be fine.
She nods at him.
Let me help you. I'll take this to the car.
That'd be nice. Thank you.
He takes the box from Renee. He walks off. Renee paces, looking around the empty apartment. She looks out a window, then crosses her arms. At night, Renee's car is parked under an overpass. A police car turns nearby and approaches behind her car. The car stops. An officer steps out of the driver's side. The door is shut. The officer makes their way over to Renee's car. He shines a light on the back seat. Imani stirs inside. She turns her head to the light. Her eyes dart. She pulls a blanket over her head. Renee turns to the officer in the front seat. She pulls her seat up. She lowers a blanket off of her. She rolls down the window.
Hello?
Need your license and registration, ma'am?
Yeah.
She hands it to the officer.
What's that?
He shines his light on them.
You from around here?
No, I'm just passing through. I've been on the road a while, though. So.
He looks at her, then down at the documents.
You headed anywhere in particular?
I'm heading over to family, but it's a bit of a ways, and so I just wanted to pull over for the night.
She nods at the officer.
Can't have you stay here.
Oh, yeah,
it's not safe.
Yeah.
You can move along.
Thank you.
Take care of yourself.
Thank you.
He returns her documents. He takes one last look in the back seat and walks off. Nighttime at a woman's shelter.
I'm tired.
A woman sits at a front desk. Renee approaches, carrying Imani.
Hi. Do you have any beds tonight?
We're full. Sorry.
Okay. Look, would you mind if we maybe just stayed here for the night in these chairs, please? We'll be really quiet. We won't make any noise. She's already asleep, please.
I know. And I know you've been here a few times, and I really wish I could help, but I can't allow that. Try again in a few days.
Renee frowns and nods.
Thank you.
Look.
Later, Renee sleeps in her car again. Imani sleeps in the back seat. She stirs. People fill their cars at a gas station. In the bathroom.
Let's wash under those arms.
Renee lifts Imani onto the counter.
Okay.
She wets a washcloth.
Okay. Arms up, please. Present them. Present the pits.
Imani raises her arms. Renee wipes them with the cloth.
You sure you're not taking you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Other arm, please.
She continues wiping her down.
Let me get behind your ears.
Imani smiles as Renee wipes her down.
Your neck. Okay, present the pits. Let me smell them.
Renee leans in and sniffs Imani's pits.
All right, that one's fine.
Renee mimes a disgusted look.
It's still stinky.
No.
Yes, it's
she wipes stinky. It again.
We gotta get all the funk.
Okay. Let me smell again.
She sniffs it one more time.
Okay, better this time.
Renee ties Imani's shoe.
Lance, you put your jacket on? Thank you.
I can zip it all by myself.
You can zip it up by yourself?
She puts a sweater on Imani.
Let's see.
Imani zips it up.
Good job!
Nighttime outside a large house. Renee is parked on the street. She walks to her trunk. A woman exits her car with two kids on their driveway. Renee grabs a blanket from the trunk and shuts it. The woman turns and spots Renee.
Can I help you with something?
Renee smiles.
Do you live here?
Her face falls.
I don't think I'm on your property, am I?
Well, you're just not allowed to park there.
Okay, I didn't realize you were mayor of the street. Sorry.
No, but I am on the HOA.
Renee gets into her car.
You know what? If you do not move along, I'm going to call the police.
Okay, honey, that's enough.
A man moves the woman along. Renee sits in the front seat and puts her seatbelt on.
Okay, Imani, seatbelt.
Okay, but why do we have to go?
Because they don't want us here.
But they're not going to take you away, right?
No. No one's ever going to take me away from you. Don't worry about that.
Renee frowns, holding back tears. She starts the car. She pulls away. Cars drive on a street at night. At a homeless encampment, people warm their hands by fires and trash bins. Tents fill the encampment. Renee pulls up nearby. Renee sighs and undoes her seatbelt. Imani lifts her head up in the back seat. She looks around. She spots the people by the fires.
What? I'm scared.
I'm sorry, baby. It's just for tonight, I promise.
Okay.
Renee looks around. Daytime.
By the time you're out of school, I should have some interviews lined up, okay?
Are we gonna have a good day?
Renee walks Imani into her school.
Thank you, but if I get the job, it won't be because of luck. It'll be because I'm qualified, right?
Right,
let's do it.
They do an elaborate handshake.
Boom, love you.
They hug.
Have a good day.
Imani runs into the school. Soon, Imani enters a classroom. She walks over to a window and looks outside. Renee walks away from the school. Another student approaches Imani. He looks outside as well. Renee stops at a garbage bin and pulls something out. She puts it in her purse, then walks away. Imani and the other student face each other.
Your mom's gross.
He walks away. Imani frowns. Renee enters an office.
I was told I could talk to you about financial assistance.
Yeah, how can I help you?
Yeah, I was actually here a few months ago, and I filled out all the forms already, but I lost my apartment not long after.
Okay, what's your name?
Renee Johnson.
The woman turns in her chair and types on a computer.
Says your application was processed, but the mail we sent was returned.
I don't really have an address anymore. I'm living out of my car with my daughter.
I see.
The woman frowns.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Thank you, but yeah, okay, but now what? I need some help, and I'm starting to feel like I'm getting shut out.
Without a valid address, the system marks your case as incomplete.
Okay, I'm disqualified from getting help because I'm homeless, but I'm homeless because I did not get the help.
I know, it's unfair. But the system wasn't really built for situations like this.
Okay, so where does that leave me? Okay, because it leaves me in a car with my child still.
She writes on a post-it note.
Well, there are some community organizations that might be able to help with temporary support.
She hands the note to Renee.
Charities. That's it. That's all you just...
The woman digs through a bag.
I'm sorry. I wish there was more I could do. Here.
She holds out cash.
It's not much, but maybe it'll help with something.
Renee stares incredulously.
Sorry.
Nighttime at Jeff's Diner. A burger is flipped on a grill. Fries are in a deep fryer. Renee sits at a table with Imani. A server approaches.
Thank you, Curtis.
Renee picks up the bill.
How is the music business going?
What, you want to hear something new?
Yeah, I want to hear something new. You want to kick something real quick?
Like off the top.
Yeah, freestyle something real quick. Yeah.
Let me get a beat. Well,
okay.
Boy, okay. You don't get them headphones off your head. Stop bothering Mrs. Johnson.
Sorry, Dad.
Please. Hey.
Hey.
Got some extra fries for you two, just in case you want.
A bearded man hands them a container.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Hey, listen, I need you to, when you're done getting it back, get someone to sign them and put them up for me, okay?
Gotcha.
All right. Thank you.
He smiles and walks off holding a help wanted sign. Later at night, Renee's car is parked under an overpass. She wakes from the front seat of her car under a blanket. She looks at her cell phone. Imani sleeps in the back seat.
Hi, Ms. Johnson. This is David Haskell from Diamond and DeVroe Realty. I'd like to set up an interview.
Oh. Renee readjusts in her chair and starts dialing on her phone. She makes a call.
Hello?
Hi, this is Renee Johnson.
Didn't expect you to call back tonight.
Yeah, I'm very, very interested in the position, and I can start immediately.
Let's start with an interview. Does 2 p.m. tomorrow work?
Yeah, that would be perfect. Thank you.
Great, see you then.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Renee hangs up. The next day, Renee adjusts her outfit in her car. Text, day 180. She picks up her phone and answers.
Hello?
Her eyes shift. She furrows her brow. Later at the school, Renee walks holding Imani's hand.
So disappointing. I cannot believe I had to come down with your behavior. I know that you know that. You know what you said is a bad word.
Renee pulls out lipstick.
They were being mean.
Imani, I do not care. You know better than to talk to children like that.
They said we were poor and didn't have a home.
She applies it in the mirror, stops, and turns to Imani. She slowly puts her lipstick away.
Okay.
She kneels and faces Imani.
Baby, I understand that this is hard. I do. But we show people who we are by being better. Right?
Imani nods. Frowning, Renee stands upright. She reaches into her purse. She pulls out her cell phone. She answers.
Hi. Yeah, I just need 2 hours. No, I'm gonna pick her up right after the interview. Okay, thank you. Thank you so much.
Was that Miss LaToya?
Yes, that was Miss LaToya. We gotta hustle, come on.
Soon they run outside.
Careful, though. Okay, careful. Okay.
They approach a house. Renee knocks on the door. She knocks again. She looks around the side. She knocks again.
She's not here, is she?
No, she has to be here. You saw, I just called her.
She grabs her phone from her pocket. She unlocks it and calls LaToya.
Hi, you've reached LaToya. Leave a message at the tone.
LaToya, come on, I'm out here. My interview is 30 minutes away, come on. Call me back.
Mommy, I'm not sure if she's here.
Renee turns. She smacks the door.
Come on, look. Come on, go.
They hurry away from the door.
This way.
Soon, Renee parks on the side of the street. The clock reads 1:55. She frowns and looks down.
Imani, do you think you can be a big girl and do Mommy a favor?
Sure. What is it?
Soon, Renee sits in a waiting room.
She assured me that the wire is going to be completed within the next hour. Yeah, I know they must be anxious, but the second closing will happen.
Renee looks down at her phone. Imani sits in the car. She writes in a notebook.
Sorry to keep you waiting.
A man exits his office.
Would you like a cup of coffee?
No, thank you. It's a little late in the afternoon for me.
A clock reads 2:27.
Where's her parents?
I can't believe someone left their daughter in the car.
It's freezing out here.
2:45.
So, what do you consider to be your biggest strength?
Renee smiles and considers.
I'd have to say, my ability to stay calm under pressure, really.
I'm gonna call the police.
How do you deal with difficult clients?
She tilts her head.
I prefer to listen first. You know, I found in the past that when people feel heard, they're more likely to trust you.
I'm at 4500 Peachtree, and there's a child locked inside a car.
So where do you see yourself in 5 years from now?
She smiles.
Hopefully here, contributing and growing. And I want to build something meaningful, not just for myself, but for any team I'm a part of.
Renee, that is music to my ears. You know, that is the exact mindset we're looking for here. Welcome aboard.
They shake hands and stand.
Glad to be here.
Oh, that's great. Well, I will get you aligned with our admin team, as well as to get you the new hire paperwork together for you.
Okay, sure.
The clock reads just after 3 p.m. Soon, Renee steps outside and lets out a sigh of relief. Smiling, she walks ahead on the sidewalk. She turns a corner, still smiling. Her face begins to fall. Two police officers speak with a woman standing outside her car.
Get her back to the station.
The woman crosses her arms.
Did the right thing. Calling us. I mean, it's child endangerment. You said she was in the car for an hour.
Renee stares ahead.
Imani. No.
Ma'am? Imani spots her and tears up.
Hey, ma'am. Imani.
She runs to Imani. The police officer holds her back.
I'm really trying. It's not sir.
Excuse me, ma'am. Ma'am, you left her in the car.
No, over now.
He pushes Renee against the car. The other officer escorts Imani to the police car.
Remain silent.
Renee is handcuffed.
Late,
Imani gets into the police car.
Imani.
The other officer buckles her in.
All right, you're making this harder than it has to be, ma'am. Hey, don't make this harder on yourself than it has to be. You have the right to an attorney. If you cannot afford an attorney, one will be provided for you. Do you understand?
Imani!
Imani's stuffed doll sits in the back seat of her car. Later, Renee sits with two women at a long table in a meeting room.
Excuse me, I have to take this.
One of the women leaves.
Yes, they're taking Imani away from me.
We're going to fight this, but they're following protocol. Is there anyone else Imani could stay with? Family? Close friends?
No, there's no one.
What about her father?
Renee closes her eyes, then looks off.
Her father died. My husband died. And we both grew up in foster care. He never had a family. I'm all Imani has.
The other woman nods. The third woman returns.
Sorry about that. So, where were we? A Class E misdemeanor doesn't fit. Renee was trying to build a better life for her and her child under impossible conditions.
The charge is reckless endangerment.
She doesn't deny what happened, but there was no willful intent to harm her child. She's asking for leniency. She's willing to plead no contest if jail time is off the table. It is excessive.
She shakes her head and shrugs.
Why should I agree to that? Please. If I plead guilty, I lose everything. The system does not make it easy for people like me. I grew up in it. I know exactly what I'm up against.
The lawyer sighs.
Sure know how to pick them, Laura.
The lawyers eye each other.
You'll be on probation for 2 years. Expect regular check-in.
Soon, Laura walks with Renee.
You also need to complete 80 hours of parenting courses and comply with every court order. You also need a home and a job. By law, they cannot legally give you back Imani. If you're living out of your car.
I understand.
But listen, you can have any slip-ups. If you do, she could permanently be in the system.
Renee shakes her head.
Absolutely.
Okay. I'll see you in a few days.
She walks off. Renee looks around. She sighs. Daytime. Renee drives over to a gas station. Soon, she approaches the bathroom. The door is locked. She walks away. She approaches another door and knocks on it. She opens the door to the men's bathroom. She steps inside. She puts down a bag of toiletries. She turns on the sink tap. She holds a toothbrush. She wets it and shakes it. The door opens behind her.
Excuse me. Sorry, I didn't mean to get...
She hurries past a man and exits. Later, in court, a judge sits at his seat. He opens a file and looks it over.
Ms. Johnson, this hearing is to determine whether your daughter will remain in state care. Your parental rights remain intact for now, but that all depends on the steps that you take moving forward. Do you understand?
I understand, yes.
What's the state's recommendation?
A lawyer stands.
Given the circumstances, foster care is recommended to ensure stability.
Counsel, do you have anything to add?
Laura stands.
My client has been doing everything in her power to get her life back on track. Work, housing, stability, all while fighting uphill every step of the way.
Ms. Johnson, I'd like to hear from you. Would you please stand?
Renee stands. The judge shrugs.
Why haven't you found stability yet?
I lost my job, and then I couldn't get assistance without an address, and it's just been kind of impossible.
I understand hardship. But leaving your daughter alone in a car for an extended period of time, that's reckless.
I did everything I could before it came to that. I didn't have another choice.
The judge considers.
Your love for Imani is clear, Ms. Johnson, but what your daughter needs most is stability, and that's what this court will be looking for. For now, Imani will remain in temporary foster care. This is not a punishment, Ms. Johnson. This is a chance for you to get back on your feet. We'll review your progress at the next hearing. But parenting classes, check-ins, a solid plan are mandatory. Actions matter, Ms. Johnson, not words.
I'll do everything I can to bring her home.
Court's adjourned.
The judge hits his gavel. Later at Jeff's diner, text, day 210. Renee sways in her seat. She turns and smiles as a woman approaches with Imani.
I'm just gonna sit over there, okay?
Okay.
The woman sits at a table. Imani waves at Renee. A man kneels next to her. She hugs him. He hands her her bag and stands.
Mr. Patterson.
He steps aside, and she hugs her mom.
Hi! Come sit.
Imani sits next to Renee.
Oh, my God. Oh, I missed you.
They hug again.
It's just been weeks.
I missed you, too, Mommy. Oh.
She picks stuff out of Imani's hair.
How have you been? What do you want to eat?
Soon, she looks at Imani's hair.
What's going on up here, girl?
Here you go, Imani.
A bowl is placed in front of her.
Just world's famous ice cream.
Thank you, Curtis.
I got you, guys.
I want to taste it.
Hey, so what is it, what's it like with that family? And Mr. Patterson, is he nice to you?
Mm-hmm. Imani eats her ice cream.
Has he hurt you?
No.
Okay. You promise?
I'm not lying.
Okay.
There's the bill.
Thank you. Thank you, Curtis.
No problem.
Renee takes it.
Mommy?
Yeah.
Can I come home with you?
Not this time, but really, 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 really soon, okay? I promise. Just,
They hug.
I'm still working on some things, okay?
Imani nods. In a time lapse, the sun sets over the city. Outside the diner.
Bye, Imani! Bye!
Renee waves as Imani leaves.
No hug. She doesn't hug me.
Imani gets into a car.
Here's her stuff.
Renee hands it to Mrs. Patterson.
Imani wanted you to keep the sketch pad.
Okay, thank you.
And here is the house line.
She hands Renee a card.
Call anytime between 6 and 8, and if you leave a message, we'll make sure Imani hears it.
Mr. Patterson leans on a car.
We will try to find someone around us who can do her hair.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
They turn to a social worker.
Okay, I'll be in touch.
Yes, good to see you.
Thank you. Good night.
Mrs. Patterson walks off.
Bye.
Renee waves.
Did you see all the lint in that child's hair? Have they ever had a black child before? You placed my baby with somebody that does not know how to do her hair?
That is the least of your worries right now.
I'm sorry, what does that mean?
Okay. Imani says that she has nightmares of a big shadow knocking on glass. She is afraid to go to the bathroom or take a shower unless someone's there.
I tried everything to keep her safe.
I believe you. But you need to do better. Look at the Pattersons. Okay, they have been fostering kids for 10 years. They opened their hearts and their home to kids who needed it.
I need to be the one that Imani is with, okay? I need to be taking care of her.
Then step up. Find any job, okay? Even if it means flipping burgers, do it. You need to show the court that you are fighting for Imani's future.
Renee wells up and nods.
Okay. Thank you for today.
All right, I'll see you.
Okay, I'll say thank you.
The social worker walks off. She turns back to the help wanted sign on Jeff Steiner's door. Soon, Jeff looks over her resume. She sits with him. He looks between Renee and her resume. He shakes his head.
I don't think it's the right fit for you.
Jeff, I flipped so many patties in college. I can run this place with my eyes closed. Come on. Give me 5 minutes. They'll be begging me for the recipe for the secret sauce.
He sighs.
But, why here?
She hesitates. She tilts her head, then takes a folder with her resume from him.
Can I show you something?
Yeah.
She puts the folder down.
Follow me.
She takes his hand and leads him out of the kitchen. They step outside. They slowly walk over to her car together.
Everything I own is in that car. Everything. My entire world. And I'm in it too.
Jeff turns to her.
Since I got evicted 6 months ago.
Jeff stares at her car. He paces.
You know, I had a...
She crosses her arms.
I had plans.
Jeff leans on the wall.
I was gonna have a salon with my name on the door. A client list, and I built from scratch.
She sways.
Then my husband got sick, and I thought, you know, dreams can wait. My focus became taking care of him. And then he died. And my sole focus became taking care of Imani, and now I don't have her either. And I don't even know if those dreams are still in me.
She stares off.
Look, I...
Jeff looks at her softly.
I want the job because I really, really want to do this on my own.
He nods and smiles slightly.
And I really, really thought that I could, but... I can't. I can't.
Jeff tilts his head back.
My wife.
He turns to Renee.
Got that same fight in her. And I see it in you. Renee. You're not alone. Family isn't just blood. It's the people that stand by you when it all falls apart. You're not alone. Let's get you started.
Jeff smiles.
Yeah?
She nods.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jeff.
It's gonna be okay.
He pats her back and puts his arm around her shoulder. They walk back inside. Jeff pauses and takes down the help wanted sign. A chef places a plate down next to an order. Curtis looks him over.
A lot of burgers.
Renee stands with Jeff.
Okay, so what we have here is the fryer dunker. Now, do you know what we dunk in the fryer dunker?
Fries.
Jeff nods.
Bingo.
Okay,
no tricks here, just fries. Okay. All right, real simple. Now, the regular basket and standard, but our razzle dazzle.
He pours fries into a bowl with seasoning.
Toss up in here. And that is reserved for our special spices.
Special
right?
Spices?
Yeah.
Razzle dazzle.
Razzle dazzle, special spices. Now, get in there, we give it a little love.
He tosses the bowl.
All right, just a little loving. You know, not too crazy. Mm-hmm. I'll make a fry mess out of you yet.
All right.
Yes. Curtis.
You got more out front.
Okay, all right. You're doing great. I'll be right back.
All right, I'll razzle-dazzle for
you.
Renee takes the bowl and tosses the fries. Plates of food are taken from the counter. Nighttime at a church. A woman holds a knit soccer ball.
That just pisses me off. I see a white girl coming out of the same courtroom, same judge, same problem as me, and she gets handed the world.
People are seated in a circle and listen to the woman.
I can understand your frustration. There are certainly racial disparities going around within the juvenile dependency system. However, again, what are we here for? We're here to focus on what we can do, the things that we have power over, in order to improve our lives, to become better parents for our kids.
Renee holds her phone with a photo of Imani.
On a lighter note, I got to see my little Elijah.
Did you?
The other day. Yeah.
How'd that go?
He's staying with his grandma right now because of everything. And I know I messed up, like, bad. But I am busting my ass every day to get him back.
Exactly. Right? Mm-hmm. And that's why we're all here. We're not here to judge each other as mothers. We're here to be vulnerable, like you're doing, to open up so that we can know where we can support each other, so that we can become better parents for our children, because we want our kids to be proud of us too, right? We're proud of them.
Hey.
The woman tosses the knit ball to Renee.
Why are you here?
I actually don't have anything to say today.
And you don't have to.
The group leader looks to the other woman.
We don't do that here. We all know that. So.
She takes the ball from Renee.
Who does want to speak?
The woman who spoke stands outside with a pack of cigarettes. She reaches into her coat pocket for a lighter. She struggles to light it. Renee approaches her.
Hey. Hey.
They lean against a staircase.
First time in there?
Yeah.
It's a lot. Feels like you're drowning at first.
Yeah, something like that.
You figure it out, though. No one's coming to save you. But sometimes somebody will sit with you while you work it out.
The women share a small smile.
Do you live around here?
No. I actually have a long way to go, but session ran long and the buses stopped running.
I'll give her a ride.
Renee walks ahead. The woman hesitates.
Come on, I'm right here.
Soon, the woman opens the door to an apartment. Renee follows her in.
Thanks for letting me stay.
Welcome. This is it. So, make yourself comfortable.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Renee puts a bag down. The woman sits on a couch.
I pay $600 to sleep on this couch.
It's lovely.
Renee puts her coat down and joins her on the couch.
Oh, is this your little side hustle?
Yeah. It's therapy they can't bill me for.
Okay, I hear that. Oh, Imani would love this sort of thing.
Oh, yeah? She's artsy like that?
Yeah, she gets that from her dad.
And where is he?
Renee holds a bracelet in her hand.
He's gone. He passed.
The woman eyes Renee.
I'm so sorry.
It's fine.
She continues staring at Renee. She hugs her.
Oh, we're hugging. I'm
just let it happen.
Okay. I'm fine. It was a while ago.
Okay. Well, there's no refunds on hugs. Store policy. Mm-hmm. My house. You know.
Very fair.
She begins to bead another bracelet.
Oh, I remember these. I used them in my own side hustle. I used to braid hair in college. I had an entire enterprise. Ran it right out of my dorm room. I made good money, too.
So why'd you stop?
Oh, you know how life does. I always thought I'd come back to it, but, you know, something always comes up. I just sort of stopped thinking about it altogether.
The woman eyes Renee and smiles.
Well?
She stands and circles the coffee table.
Welcome back.
She taps Renee's knee.
Okay, you got your first customer of the night. Thank you.
She sits between her legs.
Oh.
She brushes her hair back.
Annoying. Now I get it.
Mm-hmm. But you love me.
Do I?
Yeah.
Look, whatever I gotta do to stay here.
Not an even exchange.
Later, Renee tidies the kitchen.
You need anything?
No, I'm just cleaning up a little.
Yeah. I'm gonna shower real quick, okay?
And do not mess up that hair.
I won't.
All right.
She wears a shower cap. Renee wipes down the counter. She pulls her phone from her pocket. She makes a call. At the Pattersons, the kids play. Mrs. Patterson answers the phone.
Hello?
Hi, this is Renee Johnson calling for Imani.
Miss Johnson, you know you're only supposed to call between 6 and 8 p.m.
Yeah, I'm so sorry about that. It's just that I got some news and it would mean the world to me if I could share it with Imani, please.
Mrs. Patterson looks to Imani.
But just this once.
It's almost their bedtime.
Thank you.
Hang on.
Imani, it's Mom.
Imani smiles and gets up. She takes the phone.
Hello?
Hi, baby.
Mommy.
Hi. I have some really, really good news to share with you.
Tell me.
Mommy got a job today.
What do you do?
I'm going to be working at Jeff's Diner, that place that you like.
No way. You're making burgers?
And pancakes, too.
That's crazy.
How are you doing? What's it like there?
Mr. and Mrs. Patterson are nice. They are super nice, actually.
Okay.
What are the other kids like?
There's still a lot of kids here, but I'm really the only one that looks like me.
Yeah, that can be hard sometimes, huh?
Yeah, but they're nice.
Oh, well, that's good.
You know, pretty soon I'm going to be picking you up and you're going to come home with me.
Oh, that's fine, Mommy. You don't have to.
Renee's face falls.
What does that mean?
I like it here.
Yeah, but you like it better with Mommy, though, right?
Imani, let's wrap it up, sweetie. It's time for bed, okay?
Okay. Sorry, Mommy, I gotta go.
No, Imani, don't. Imani?
Renee looks at her phone. Daytime at Jeff's Diner.
Ma'am, this is what you ordered.
Curtis stands with the customer.
Excuse me? I told you I didn't want the cheese on the burger. You see the cheese, right?
Hey, ma'am, I'm sorry, right? But if you ate most of the food, I can't just take it off the bill.
I'm not going to pay for something I didn't order.
Do you know how many times you've done
this? This is ridiculous.
This is not
please
the first
my
time.
Face.
All this food
don't,
is gone.
Okay.
Tag out.
Renee approaches.
What?
Curtis glares at the customer.
Hey, so maybe I can be helpful? What seems to be the problem?
Yes, this is not what I ordered.
She's lying. Do you know how many times she's done this?
I am.
Curtis. So, you do seem to have eaten most of it, though. What exactly is the problem?
I mean, this isn't what I ordered. It was wrong from the start.
So why did you eat it? It doesn't make sense.
Excuse me?
There's no more food on the plate.
There's food on the plate.
Okay.
This
okay.
is your mom.
So unprofessional.
You're not, because you ate all
excuse
the food.
Excuse me, don't talk to my daughter well, like
okay,
that.
Okay, I got it, ma'am. So look, you did in fact eat the bulk of it, so we're not gonna take it off the bill. However, what we'll do is we will get you a fresh one since you're saying
thank
it's not
you.
What you ordered.
Thank you.
We'll just get you a fresh one. Curtis, can you make sure it's made right this time?
Yes, please.
I'll make it right.
Thank you.
You're doing a great job, Curtis. Don't.
She pats his shoulder and he walks away with the dirty plate. Jeff watches the interaction from the kitchen. Curtis brushes past him.
Take care of her.
Renee points to the customer's daughter, smiles, and walks off. Soon, Renee stands outside the diner on the phone.
I'm sorry, Miss Johnson. Imani won't come to the phone.
She puts the phone to her side and sighs. She puts it back to her ear.
Okay, can you just tell her to call, please?
I will.
Curtis steps outside.
Thank you.
He wears headphones above his ears. He turns to Renee.
Everything all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. Hey, your mom. She used to keep the bathrooms open for everybody, huh?
Yeah, she always said family isn't just blood. So we show up for her.
Renee nods.
You know, when I was a kid, I stayed with my aunt for a while.
Curtis sits on a crate.
I remember feeling like my parents didn't want me anymore. But it wasn't that. And sometimes people do what they think is best, even when it hurts. Doesn't mean you don't want it. Takes men to come back together.
She smiles.
What are you listening to?
He removes his headphones.
Something I came up with the other day.
He hands the headphones to Renee.
Be careful with them, though. My mom gave them to me.
I'll be very careful with them.
She puts them to her ears and listens.
Oh, a lot of F-bombs.
She returns the headphones.
You know, your music is good, but you don't have to cuss so much.
You're right. I'll work on it.
He returns his headphones to his head.
Something I'll write down. You know, actually...
He pulls out a notebook.
Write a lot of stuff down. Helps me get the words out.
He hands the book to Renee. She reads. Curtis watches as she looks over the notes.
Oh, this is really good. Not too many cusses.
She returns the notebook.
You are really talented.
You know, I remember you telling me never to give up.
I still stand by that.
I hope you never give up either.
She nods.
Thank you. That means a lot.
No, I know some days it feels like nothing's ever working, like we're stuck. But you remind me to keep pushing.
Good. Because that's what we do. We push through.
She goes back inside. Soon she walks past customers.
I got those chitlins coming up. Right. Hey, Jeremy. We need more pie up there.
She enters the kitchen. Jeff spots her.
Thanks for what you did earlier.
No problem. Jeff, I have an offer for you.
She steps closer.
Why don't you let me do all the day-to-day stuff around here? You can focus on the kitchen, and I'll do everything else, including dealing with the homeless folks in the bathroom.
I'm not changing my policy.
I know that. I actually love that about you.
He shakes his head.
Well, I can't pay you anymore.
I'm not asking you for any more money. I'm asking you for responsibility. I want to help you the way you helped me.
Jeff considers. He chops vegetables.
Well, I still need you out on the floor.
You still got me out on the floor.
Okay. All right. Well, let's try it.
She takes his hand.
Thank you so much, Jeff. I appreciate it.
She smiles at him. He pulls his hand away.
I've got a... I'm going to show you this place, this old place that I used to stay at. Little old spot. Landlord owes me a favor. Maybe you can check it out?
Yeah, that'd be cool. Thanks. Thanks again.
She takes a vegetable and eats it, then walks off. Jeff smiles as he watches her.
Okay, let's go.
Imani walks with Mrs. Patterson. They're at a family therapy center.
There's Mom. Okay. All right, here's Dee Dee.
She hands Imani a stuffed dog.
Can you take good care of Dee Dee?
Silly Dee Dee.
Right.
Imani hugs Mrs. Patterson. Renee watches them hug with the social worker.
Have fun, all right? See you later.
Renee stands as Imani walks over to her. Mrs. Patterson waves and leaves. Renee outstretches her arms.
Hi, baby!
Imani jogs over and hugs her. Imani runs off. Later, Imani colors. Renee holds up pencil crayons.
I can't fall asleep.
Stuffed animals and toys fill the room.
I know it's the way it goes.
Imani draws a flower.
I don't
Imani and Renee play hand games and slap each other's hands. The social worker watches and takes notes. Renee and Imani do a puzzle together. They look at the box and pick up the pieces. They dance together. Imani and Renee laugh together. Imani sighs and walks away from the puzzle, frustrated. Renee watches as she walks away. She holds the plushy dog that Mrs. Patterson gave her.
Took forever to get the lint out of this.
Renee picks through Imani's hair.
Who's this? You didn't introduce me.
This is Dee Dee. Mr. and Mrs. Patterson gave her to me. They said it was just to replace Cece.
Why would you replace Cece?
They said I needed a new one.
Okay, well, welcome to the family, Dee Dee.
The social worker watches on.
How much longer?
As long as it takes, baby girl.
Renee brushes her hair.
All right, now. It's been 15 minutes, not 5 hours.
Feels like forever.
No, no, no. Where are you going? Right here.
Ow!
Wait, I didn't even do anything.
I don't want you to do my hair.
Imani walks away.
Imani.
She enters a toy tent. Mrs. Patterson arrives.
Hello.
Hi.
Where's Imani?
Imani races over.
Here you are.
Mrs. Patterson.
They hug.
Hi. Did you and Dee Dee have a good day? Yeah.
Okay, hi. Why don't you wait in the lobby with Mr. Patterson?
Imani starts to leave.
Imani?
Oh, give Mommy a hug.
She returns and hugs Renee.
I love you.
I love you.
Imani turns and leaves.
Be right there. See you soon.
Here, maybe you can get these bows in her hair. I couldn't.
We couldn't find anyone to do her hair. Sorry.
Don't worry about it. I'll take care of it when she's with me.
Bye, Halima. Nice to see you.
Yes,
I'll be in touch.
Too. Great, thank
Mrs.
you.
Mrs. Johnson, have a good day.
Have a good night. Mrs. Patterson turns and leaves. Renee and the social worker Halima watch Mrs. Patterson leave.
Tough session today.
Renee turns to Halima.
You don't see it? Imani won't even call me. They're definitely telling her that she's never going to come back.
No, I know it feels that way, but the system isn't perfect. Imani's safe with them.
She's safe with them. She's look. I was in foster care. Okay, I know what it's like. I was there. Okay. I know what it feels like to think that your parents are coming for you and they never do, and you just feel abandoned and lost. All right, I'm not gonna put Imani through that. Okay, I'm coming back for her. You have no idea what it feels like to hold on to hope that your mother is gonna come for you and everything is just falling apart and she never comes. Okay, I know how that feels. Me.
I understand.
Halima nods.
But I'm just asking you to approach this strategically, okay? If you push back, you're going to jeopardize everything.
All right, Halima, I'm going to do whatever it takes, but I'm not going to pretend that everything is fine when it's not, okay? I know exactly what I'm up against. I'm not going to stop until I get Imani back. In the meantime, find somebody to do her hair. I'm sick of this.
I'll see what I can do.
Halima leaves. Text, day 240. Renee and the woman she stayed with arrive at a salon.
What kind of fool am I?
They enter.
When too many times you say that it's true.
Are you sure your mother's gonna go through this?
Yeah, girl. Don't worry about it. I got you.
A woman descends a flight of stairs and approaches them.
Elena. What you doing here?
Kelly and Renee approach her.
I brought a friend.
I don't need any new stylists.
Mom,
you
come on, please.
Kelly's mother tends to a customer.
I don't.
She sighs and turns to Renee.
Do you have a license?
I'm actually in between certifications at the moment.
Okay, so you don't have a license? No. But
can you take her to get washed?
Thank you.
Kelly and Renee share a look.
How about a 70-30 split?
How about, I don't even know if you can do hair.
Renee looks around the salon. She spots a half-finished customer.
How about you let me finish her hair, okay? Free of charge. But if she loves it, then I'm hired.
Kelly's mom stares daggers at Renee, then at Kelly. She sighs.
60-40.
She reluctantly hands an apron to Renee.
Well, honey, I'm the one taking all the risks.
She frowns and turns to Kelly. She turns back and accepts the apron.
60-40. Thank you for the opportunity.
Oh, and you got one shot, so don't mess it up.
She walks over to the customer. Kelly's mother turns to her.
Really?
She holds up a finger and turns to a customer. Renee is with the customer.
I'm gonna take over.
She begins to work on the customer's hair.
A few flyaways.
Later, the customer's hair is braided.
You ain't do my hair like that.
Well, I didn't need to, really. You were impressed with very little.
Kelly smiles.
You ever think
her mother approaches and inspects the customer.
Hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, my ass. You like it.
Nice job.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
At night, Renee brushes up hair at the salon.
You know you gotta bring in some more clients to cover what you need to pay me, right?
Yeah, I could do that.
Kelly's mother passes by.
Use the internet, but do not give them the name of this establishment until you're certified. Right? Just book them and then give them the address after.
Renee nods.
And you.
She sprays down a countertop.
You won't get enough of putting me in these situations. Hiring your friends.
Renee sits on a couch on her phone.
Let's hope this one's better than the last.
She's good, and you know it.
Mm. What I know is you need to come up here and clean this up for me. Come on.
I'll work here.
You do today while I go take care of your son.
She tosses a cloth to Kelly.
Chop, chop. Make it look new-new. Good night.
Good night.
She leaves. Kelly stands, walks to the door, and throws the towel at it. Daytime at an apartment building. A man opens the door to an apartment. He enters, followed by Renee.
Oh, wow, it's bigger than I thought.
She smiles and looks around.
It's a nice place.
Yeah, no, this is really... How long has it been on the market?
Oh, just a few weeks.
Wow. And the bathroom's back there?
Right there in the hallway.
Okay.
It's $1,500 for the deposit. Same for the rent. And 40 for the app fee. And you need to make 3 times the rent amount.
Wow. It's a beautiful place, and that's a steal, but I don't make 3 times the rent.
The man looks her over, then sighs.
Say, well, I like Jeff. And a friend of Jeff is a friend of mine. So I'll take a chance on you. But app first. If everything checks out, then you can move in next week.
Renee beams.
Thank you. Yeah, I'll fill out the application.
All right.
She walks to a window and feels the curtain in her fingers. Nighttime at a group meeting.
Hey, everyone. How are we this evening?
Hey, Felicia.
We're okay.
The group leader, Felicia, walks to a seat.
I've got something exciting that we're going to do.
She removes her hat and jacket.
Together.
She turns and sits.
And that is, we are going to share something we've all learned recently this week, okay? So who's going to go first?
Renee raises her hand.
Oh. Yeah. All right, Renee.
She tosses her the knit soccer ball.
So this week I learned that sometimes there are no good choices to make, but if you make the best one you can and you hope for the best, that's really all you can do. And, I don't know, just knowing that I'm not the only one going through this.
Other women nod.
That means a lot, so.
Kelly smiles and claps. So do other women. Kelly pats her shoulder.
We're all just here to try. All right, so let's try to throw this ball around the room, right? Who's next?
Later, Kelly and Renee exit.
I got my head above the water.
I'm just glad we're getting something out of this.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I went down to that school. Here.
She hands Kelly a pamphlet.
So, my license will not transfer, but if I can count my old hours, I'm pretty ready to take the exam soon.
She looks it over and nods.
So you got it all figured out?
Not even close, but it is a step.
Renee leans against a wall. Kelly leans against the stair railing.
Also, you know, I was thinking, if you move back in with your mom, it could help you get Elijah back.
She sighs.
Her and I don't vibe like that, so.
I hear you, but if it looks good on paper, then isn't it worth doing?
Renee walks over to Kelly. She puts her arm around her shoulder and they walk off together. In the morning, Kelly and Renee sleep on Kelly's couch. Renee wakes. She leans up. She looks over at Kelly and removes a blanket. She sits upright. She reaches and grabs pants from her bag. Soon, she walks outside. Her trunk is opened, and the hood of her car is opened. She races over to her car.
Oh my God,
the front window is broken.
No!
Imani's items are missing from the back seat. She opens the back door and looks through the car.
Come on.
She flips through pillows. She turns and shuts the door. She walks to the back of the car. She digs through her jacket pocket. She pulls out her phone and dials the number. She makes a call.
Jeff, somebody broke into my car.
Oh my God, are you kidding me?
No, they took everything. They took the battery.
Oh no.
They even got Imani's notebook.
Do you need to take a day off?
No, I'm still coming. I just need a minute.
Okay, well, take your time. Be safe.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
She throws her bag into the trunk. She puts clothes into it. Renee shuts the trunk. Shattered glass sits on the pavement beside the car. Nighttime at Jeff's diner, Renee enters the kitchen where Jeff and Curtis work. Jeff wipes down a countertop and Curtis writes in his notebook.
I hope that's not true, young man.
Nah, I'm just vibing.
You just vibing.
Jeff eyes Curtis.
You vibing and I asked you to fill up those napkin holders, right? You ain't doing that, but you vibing. Son, take off those headphones, please. I'm listening to that garbage.
It's not garbage.
I said what I said. Garbage.
Renee listens in.
You know how many dudes out there trying to make it? For every 50 cent, there's 1,000 soldier boys.
Soldier boy's rich. Why is he the only one you ever mentioned?
That's not the point, Curtis.
Jeff turns away and continues cleaning.
Mom would have supported me.
Renee turns to them.
Your mom would have told you to get real.
No, she'd tell you to move on.
Curtis brushes past Jeff. Jeff drops a towel and follows Curtis.
What did you say to me?
Wait, now.
Renee follows them. They enter the dining area.
Wait.
What did you say to me?
You heard me. No, like, real talk. When's the last time you ever been to one of my events?
Well, when you start winning, I start coming.
Winning.
Curtis packs up his stuff.
I do win. You would know that if you care.
Come on, y'all. Calm down.
You think I want to be stuck here? Missing out on you growing up?
I'm here because you can't let go.
Better watch your mouth, little boy.
You're only holding on to this place because you can't let go of Mom. You know that.
Curtis bumps into Jeff as he passes him. Jeff grabs his headphones. They stand face to face. They glare at each other. Renee watches from a distance. Curtis shakes his head and turns, walking away. Curtis walks past Renee and enters the kitchen. Renee follows him.
Curtis.
Jeff stares ahead. He turns and walks off in the kitchen.
Curtis.
I'm done, okay? I don't need your help.
Renee looks down. Curtis leans on a counter.
I wish she was here.
Curtis, have you shown your writing to your father like you did with me?
He doesn't care to know that part of me.
You're gonna have to make him see that part of you, okay? You need to show him.
What if he doesn't listen?
She shakes her head and shrugs.
I'm right here with you. Let's just go try. Let's try it.
Curtis looks at her. His face softens. Soon, Curtis and Renee exit the kitchen. Jeff sits at a booth across the diner. Curtis makes his way over to Jeff.
Curtis.
Renee stands at a distance. He stands over his father. He pulls out his notebook. He flips through the pages.
My father.
He begins reciting from it.
He weeps as he buries her in the grave. How is his mantle complete without his queen? He clamors at the night, whispers of the heart rancor with an undying curse.
Renee smiles as she listens in.
A wail to the heavens. The crops may grow.
Jeff wells up as he looks at his son.
But I will wither. And I, the forgotten son, so let it go.
tears fill Jeff's eyes, and he exhales.
Let it go.
Jeff stands. He hugs Curtis.
Sorry, son.
Renee smiles as she watches the father and son hug. Text, day 270.
What a day.
At the salon.
I could really go for a private island and a cocktail right now.
Okay, private island, but hold the cocktail.
Hold the cocktail.
Renee spins in a chair.
Hey, do you not drink or something?
Kelly sweeps.
It's not really my thing anymore.
Renee stands.
Anymore? What? You abuse the privilege?
I just don't.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you can pull me into hugs with no return policy, but I can't ask you anything about your life?
Look, it doesn't matter. Okay?
Kelly frowns.
Oh, I...
Renee looks at her through a mirror.
Sorry, I didn't...
She turns to Kelly.
Do you want to talk about it?
There's nothing to talk about. I lost my kid.
Yeah, Kelly, so did I. You can talk to me about what happened.
She almost killed him.
Kelly's mother approaches.
That's what happened.
Kelly wells up.
You were drunk, and you got behind the wheel. I did the right thing.
You did the right thing. You called CPS.
Renee tilts her head.
They don't just show up. They come with cops, Tiana, cops.
Watch your mouth. I'm your mother first.
And then you just stood there while they took away my baby.
No, I was not just standing there. I was cleaning up your mess.
Wait a minute, you called CPS on your own daughter?
She was driving drunk with my grandson in the car. I was saving him.
Saving him from who? From his mom?
Renee looks up at Tiana, who stands on the second floor. Tiana rolls her eyes.
You know what? When I get Elijah back, you'll never see him again. I promise you that.
When? You're never getting him back again, Kalina. Ever.
Kelly frowns. Renee shakes her head.
You know what? Scream.
Kelly drops the broom.
Kelly, I'm sorry.
That's right. Walk out on me like you walked out on your baby.
Kelly, I didn't mean for that to happen.
Renee follows Kelly out of the salon.
Kelly!
Just mind your damn business!
Kelly storms off. Renee frowns outside the salon. Renee enters her apartment with the landlord. Text, day 290.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Jeff follows her in. The landlord hands the keys to Jeff.
Thank you, brother.
Oh, my pleasure, bro.
They clasp hands. Renee walks through the apartment. She approaches a blackboard that reads, "Welcome home," with flowers drawn.
What is this?
It's for Imani. It's just a place for her to draw and just be a kid.
She turns to Jeff, smiling.
It's really sweet. Thank you.
Jeff smiles, nods, and shrugs.
Listen, just hurry up and get some furniture in here so it doesn't look like you and Imani are struggling forever.
Struggling?
Mm.
What color is my fridge?
That's a nice fridge. That's a silver
Thank
fridge.
You. Thank you. Yeah. It's not white.
Okay.
They share a smile.
Yeah.
Jeff holds up the keys. Jeff raises his brow. Renee grabs the keys and they hold hands.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome.
They gaze at each other. Nighttime, outside. Renee looks through her phone. She calls Kelly.
Hello.
Nearby, Kelly approaches.
Hi, you reached Kelly?
She sneaks up on Renee.
I'm blowing up my damn phone.
Well, pick up your phone then.
I should have ignored your super voicemail.
I'm glad you didn't, because I need you here, I really do.
Kelly sighs and crosses her arms.
I'm not taking back nothing I said.
I wouldn't expect you to.
And you're still on my shit list.
That's fine with me. That's where I belong.
Renee tilts her head. Kelly smirks.
I moved back in with my mama.
Oh my God, that's great. Good.
Yeah. It really helped in my case, so.
Renee squints at her.
So my advice you took? I do give good advice then?
Girl, shut up. We're gonna be late.
Okay, well, let's not be late. But also, I do give good advice.
They enter a group meeting.
You ready?
Felicia holds the knit ball. She tosses it over to Renee. Renee smiles and looks around.
Okay, so, the last foster family I was placed with, this older white couple. And there were no other kids. It was just me. So they just let me do whatever. But the husband, he was always watching me. Always staring a little too long. And one night, I found out why.
She looks down.
I tried to tell someone, my caseworker and a few teachers, but nobody listened.
Kelly pats her shoulder.
Well, so I packed up what little I had and I left. And I've been on my own ever since. I learned really, really quickly to only rely on myself. Trust can get you hurt. That's what the system taught me.
Felicia nods as she listens.
And that's exactly what I believed right up until I'm...
She hesitates and wells up.
Right up until I met Cordell.
Kelly rubs her back.
He was just like me. No family, no support system. We were both just invisible. And we linked arms and we were together. We were two little fishes just swimming against the tide together.
Felicia smiles. Tears roll down Renee's cheeks.
And then he died.
She wipes her tears.
And then he died. Right before Imani was born. I said to myself, I said, Renee, you did this alone before and you can do it alone again.
She shakes her head, tears streaming down her cheeks.
That wasn't true, though. It wasn't true. I leaned on him more than I even knew. And when he was gone, I was convinced that the only way I was going to survive, the only way Imani was going to survive, is if I taught her to be just like me and only count on herself.
The group listen intently.
But now I'm here in this room with all of you, and I see that I had it all wrong.
She eyes Kelly, who smiles at her.
All of you, so many people. Kelly, you've all shown me something different. So.
Kelly holds her hand.
Sharing.
She wipes her eyes.
Thank you.
She tosses the ball back to Felicia.
Thank you. I'm so proud of you.
Daytime at Jeff's Diner. A balloon sign reads, "Congrats." Balloons fill the room. Renee enters. Tiana and Kelly hug her. She holds a diploma.
Honey.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Thank you.
So proud of you.
Thank you.
Now, I normally don't do this, but thank you.
Now, what are you thanking me for?
Just for showing me that it's not too late. I watched you fight like hell for Imani, for yourself, and it made me want to fight harder with my mom.
Kelly and Tiana share a smile and hug.
I love this
so much.
I do too. And I kind of love you.
Tiana hands her an envelope.
Okay, this feels thick.
Uh-huh, because it is your full pay for the last couple of months. I mean, since you're licensed now, I don't have to worry about a lawsuit. So,
Tiana,
she did not have
to. No, honey. She did.
You did earn it, though. And you gave me my baby back. So, the least I could do.
Renee smiles and puts it in her shirt.
Let me put it in the bank.
Put it in the safe place, girl.
Put it right in Black the bank. Black mama first.
Curtis approaches.
Hold on, let's get this.
It's thank the Q&A.
Let's
look. Yeah?
Yeah.
It's all good together.
He takes a photo of the three.
Black queens, 1, 2, 3. Got it.
Yes.
Thank
you.
Curtis hugs Renee. Jeff hands a bouquet of flowers to Imani.
Hang it up around here somewhere.
Okay, somewhere. Thank you.
He smiles. Imani approaches Renee.
You did good, Mommy.
Thank you.
I'm sorry I was mean to you.
It's okay, Monty. You have every right to feel your feelings.
I wish I could come live with me and Mrs. Patterson. She makes the best pancakes in the world.
I'll give you the recipe. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
The Pattersons stand with Imani. Jeff joins Renee and hugs her. The Pattersons walk off with Imani. Daytime outside the courthouse. Renee paces outside. Text, day 325. Renee's attorney, Laura, approaches her.
You ready?
I don't know. What if they don't give her back to me?
You've done everything they asked you to. Think positive.
Renee nods. Laura smiles. Renee adjusts her jacket. Soon they sit inside the courtroom. The judge addresses the room.
We've heard from the state's attorney. I've reviewed the report from Child Protective Services. Now, Miss Johnson, if you wouldn't mind, would you please stand? I'd like to hear from you in your own words. What's changed since the last time you appeared before this court?
Renee stands.
I'm employed now.
Halima listens in.
I've also secured an apartment, and I can make rent on my own. I renewed my cosmetology license for a second stream of revenue, just to fall back on in case of emergencies. What you need to know about me is that I grew up in the system, and it taught me to be distrustful, and it made me feel invisible. I really, really wanted to be able to do all of this on my own.
Mrs. Patterson smiles.
And I thought that asking for help was a sign of weakness. And now I know that it's not. It's about survival. I learned to lean on the support of the people around me. And that's what I'm doing now for Imani's sake.
Jeff, Curtis, Tiana, and Kelly listen in.
I am here to fight for my daughter. I'm asking you for a chance.
The judge's face softens.
I'm asking you for the chance to give Imani the life of love and stability that she deserves.
Renee's lip quivers.
Thank you, Miss Johnson. Please, sit.
She sits. The judge removes his glasses and shrugs.
This court exists to protect children. Now, my rulings may not please everyone, but they are made with the best interests of the child in mind. Ms. Johnson, your efforts are to be commended. However, I can't ignore your challenges. Your new housing and jobs, while steps forward, are just not enough yet for permanent custody.
Her face falls. Kelly frowns in the audience.
However,
everyone eyes the judge.
I am willing to expedite the reunification process.
What does that mean?
It means that Imani goes home with you today under strict conditions.
Jeff beams. Laura beams at Renee.
Oh, yes, thank you.
You can't lose your job. You've got to pass all inspections. One slip, and custody reverts back to the state. Do you understand?
I understand. Thank you.
Good.
The judge bangs his gavel. Renee stands and hugs Laura. Halima smiles and claps. The judge beams. Outside, Imani runs over to Renee. She picks her up in a hug and spins her.
Hi.
She puts Imani down.
Hi, sweet girl.
Can I come home with you now?
Absolutely, you can.
Imani beams and hops up and down.
Why don't you just follow me back to the house? We'll get her stuff. Get on your way.
Mrs. Patterson smiles.
Thank you, I will. Thank you so much.
I'm so happy for you both.
I made this for you.
What is this?
She hands Renee a drawing. What? Renee opens it up.
Imani, is this Daddy?
She nods.
And this is us?
Yes.
It's so beautiful, Imani. Thank you. I know the perfect place to put it in our new home.
Imani hops up and down.
You ready?
What am I ready for?
Curtis tilts his head.
Imani, it's your car.
Her car approaches with a bow on it.
Serious?
Jeff exits the car.
Oh my God.
Wow.
$35,000.
You fixed it?
Reliable wheels for fresh stuff.
And the bow was my idea, so.
Renee beams and hugs Jeff.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Renee takes Imani's hand.
Let's go for a ride, right?
Let's go for a ride. You want to sit in the front?
Tiana smiles. Later, they enter the apartment.
Welcome home.
Imani smiles and looks around. She puts her stuffed animal, Dee Dee, on a chair.
What do you think?
I love it.
Imani runs over to a mirror. She makes silly faces. Renee smiles. Renee pulls the drawing from her purse.
Remember I was telling you about the perfect place I had for this drawing?
She unfolds it. Imani spots the blackboard.
What is this?
Mr. Jeff put that up for you. Isn't that wonderful?
Now I can draw.
Renee hangs the drawing up on the fridge. She places magnets on the corners.
Okay. Ooh. I see CC and DD figured out their relationship.
Yep, they've been friends from the start.
Just like
they sit on the couch together and hug.
I am so happy to have you home.
Me too, Mommy. Me too.
Her stuffed plushies, DD and CC, sit next to each other on the chair. Credits. Describe video provided by One Extra. Starring Gabourey Sidibe as Renee, Candice Reese as Imani, Walnut Santiago as Kelly, Sean Anthony Baker as Jeff, and Miles Truitt as Curtis. More credits follow. Copyright 2025, A&E Television Networks. Logos, Swirl Films, Georgia.